Let's get right to it. We're going to bring in Drew Dunn, the head golf professional at Eastlake, home of the Tour Championship. Drew, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get right down to it. Things are going to be a little bit different at the Tour Championship this year. We have flipped the nines, and how is it going to change how things go during the day for the players?
Well, we're real excited about it. Really, we just looked at the scoring on the old, 16, 17, and 18, and then this year, 16, 17, and 18, and there's a lot more volatility. So, meaning there's a lot more birdies, eagles, big numbers as well, double bogeys and bogeys. So it should just make everything real exciting when it comes down to the final day, who's going to win the FedEx Cup, hopefully create a little bit more drama.
Yeah, so, is that kind of how y'all decided to do that, is just looking at statistics, looking at numbers, looking at how the course plays? I'm going to throw 15 in there as well. The 209-yard par 3, surrounded by water, that's not an easy hole either.
No, it's not. And the biggest thing we've heard from a lot of the tour players is when they get to that hole, if they have 12 holes after it, when it used to be number 6, it's not as intimidating of a shot. But, if you're standing on that tee with a one-shot lead and you only have 3 holes to make up for a, double bogey or bogey, it's a lot more pressure on them. So, you put a back pin on that, it can play as long as 225, and it's usually into the wind. So it's an intimidating shot for sure.
So if that's where we're going to see the drama, are there other places where you might see players score really well and put themselves in a position to not find 15, 16, 17, 18 quite so scary?
Yeah. But on the front side, number 6, which is our par 5 up the hill, historically kind of plays as the easiest hole, so you're going to see a lot of birdies, some eagles there. Number 10, another, if they hit the fairway, those guys are going to have a wedge in their hand. 12, again, is a short par 4. And then number 18, which is a par 5, we've actually shortened it, added a little bit of distance onto the front of the tee. So the whole goal is, the tee shot is important. You got to hit the fairway. But every player, if they hit a good drive, hit the fairway, will have a chance to go for that green in 2. So I think since 1998, guys going for that green in 2 or 330 under par, something like that, and guys that lay up are 120-something. So there's going to be a lot of birdies there, hopefully some eagles coming down the stretch, but, that tee shot is going to be extremely important to hit the fairway.
So we're talking to Drew Dunn, the head golf professional down at East Lake in Atlanta. And Drew, when you're dealing with a tournament like this, you've kind of got that weird balance between a shrunken field, which makes some things much easier in terms of preparing the infrastructure for a tournament, and yet, we're talking about primetime, big-time Super Bowl event. How have you guys down there managed to strike a balance between, the relief of not having 160 players show up, but the pressure of having the Tour Championship be there?
Well, it's a great field to have. It's 30 guys, and especially for the fans, when they're out here, who every player is. 21 of the guys in the field have won on tour this year, 27 overall are tour winners. So it's a little easier for us to manage, but we still get large crowds, 25,000 people a day. So just because the field is smaller, we still have, the same number of fans as other big tournaments can have. So it's been a little different for this year with the switching of the nines. We basically most of the hospitality has moved from one side of the golf course to the other. So it's an exciting year for us. Things are a little bit different. We've hosted this since 98, permanently since 2004. So it just with the switching of the nines, there's a huge buzz about this year's event. So we're really excited to have it.
Yeah, so Drew, let me ask you that question. Having to move logistically everything, all of the tents and corporate, house buildings and all that stuff from one side to the other, did y'all have to do anything different? Did you have to build some areas? Did you have to clear some areas for stands or for tents?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much goes into that. We had to install some cart paths in areas we didn't have them before just so guys can service the hospitality tents. We did do a bunch of renovations to the golf course, lengthened number 16 and 17, moved a bunker on number 12, a fairway bunker a little closer, put a greenside bunker and a fairway bunker in on number 18. So it's been a big year, a lot of changes for us going on. And the probably most exciting thing is we have an enormous 3-story hospitality tent. It was in use in Austin at the match play this year, and this is the second time it's been used on tour. It's over there by number 15, the Island Green. So that's going to be a really exciting place to watch the tournament.
Now, Drew, I can tell you, having being a tournament director on the Symetra Tour, we have an event here in Charlotte, and we flipped our nines. And I can tell you, there's going to be a re-education of your staff and of your members, and there's going to be a new language introduced out there at East Lake, and it's going to be tournament hole versus regular hole. So when somebody says tournament nine versus regular nine, everybody's going to get confused. The first time we had a charity event out after, we told them to go put the closest to the pin out on number six, and they put it on tournament six, which is a par five. So that was a really, really hard closest to the pin. So do you think your members are going to be ready for this, and do they want to play it flipped to see what it's like?
I tell you what, it's crazy how much goes into the flipping of nines. Like you said, for one, just the language. I've been here a little bit over 10 years in some capacity, and it's still hard for me to, like you said, you know, and that's how our tournament nine and you know, traditional nine is what we're calling it. But we switched it a little over a month ago for our everyday play for our members and their guests. So we've been playing the golf course in this order, and it is an adjustment. So I think there's so much that goes into it that people don't understand. Obviously, you know, the scorecards and yardage books, that kind of thing. But, you know, even our agronomy crew and their irrigation, mm-hmm. and the computer systems, how everything is numbered and there's a lot that goes into it. I'll just put it that way.
Again, we're speaking with Drew Dunn, the head golf professional at East Lake, hosting the Tour Championship. And Drew, you know, for the most part, it seems like the scores have floated around the 270 number in terms of the winning score, other than maybe Bart Bryant in 05 with a 263 and obviously Tiger's 07, 257. With conditions and the flipping of the nines, like you said, I mean, we've always said that the 17th at Sawgrass, if it was the sixth hole of the day, would it be that difficult? Now we're talking about 15 becoming a difficult par three as opposed to it being earlier on in the round. Do you see the scores going higher or lower because of the flip, and how are the conditions going to play in?
I don't think the flip is going to affect the scores too much. The condition of the golf course, in the decade I've been here, it is the best I have ever seen it. The tour agronomist showed up the other day and said, told us it couldn't be any better. We're supposed to have good weather, looking at the long-term forecast, not a lot of rain coming in. So it's going to play difficult. We generally try to keep it, our goal is, I don't know if it's a goal, but, we like to see it right around, a winner 9, 10 under par, single digits is good. And I think that's what you're going to see this year. Just, our agronomy staff, last year we had, it rained on everything we did last year here, including the Tour Championship. So those guys work year-round to take care of the golf course. So I know they're excited to have it in such good shape. So that's going to be the main factor in the scores, is the quality of the golf course this year.
So when you're looking at the field, and obviously it's the best of the best, whose game seems to match what you guys have to offer out there?
At East Lake, you can't short side yourself. So you've got to hit greens and then putting. You don't get a lot of straight putts here. So I like, our defending champion, Jordan Spieth. He, when you look at the putting statistics, he's strokes game putting. I think he's second. One putt percentage, he's up there, second or third, somewhere around there. In scrambling, he's in the top five, I think. So even though he hasn't had the year that he had last year, he likes this golf course. I think 2013 he finished second his first year here, and then 14 didn't have a good year. So that's who I would look at. Distance is, if you look at our past winners, Spieth, Horschel, Snedeker, Haas, Furyk, Stenson. Other than Stenson, none of those guys are really known for distance. So that's not going to be a big factor. You got to putt well, and you can't short side yourself out here. And I think Spieth would be my favorite.
Yeah, so let me ask you the $10 million question then is, Sunday afternoon, we talked a little bit about the numbers. If you're relaxing, putting your feet up as a player, what number do you feel comfortable that you can put your feet up, relax, and nobody's going to catch you?
I think if you get 11 or 12 under for sure, I think that would win. Generally, like I said, we like to keep it around single digits. So if somebody can get past 10 under, I think you could be pretty comfortable with that, you know, that number.
So if you get to like 14 or 15, you can start doing $10 million Jägermeister shots?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you could take your shoes off and unwind in the locker room if you're there.
So, you know, where will you watch this from? I know you're going to be busy, but if you had to choose a spot to watch it live, where would you stand?
You know, I would – obviously 18 is a great spot to be there at the end of the day, but number 15, the Island Green, I talked about how we have that giant hospitality structure. The PGA Tour has a fan area behind that called the So Cool Zone where they've got food, and there's actually a concert there on Saturday after the play finishes. So that's just – you can see the shot into the green there. You can watch them tee off on number 16 after that. That's just going to be a lot of buzz and a really exciting place to be on the golf course.
All right, Drew, we're right here, you know, broadcasting to the Carolinas. Is there an opportunity for our folks to get in the car, come down there and see it, and how do they do it?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have everybody come down. There's still tickets available. You know, PGAtour.com has a link to the Ticketmaster where you can buy tickets. And you know, we're close enough to the Carolinas that you can definitely hop in the car and drive down and then make your way home afterwards as well.
Awesome. Well, you know, Drew, we look forward to a great tour championship. Have fun down there. We're going to be interested to see how the swapping of the nines go, and hopefully from a logistics standpoint, everything goes smoothly for you.
Yep. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoyed it.